through a generous grant from the Jewish Heritage Fund, Center has been able to bring in over the past few years a number of exciting artists and scholars who explore the diversity of Jewish tradition and culture and bring the sort of rich traditions and scholarship about this to Central Kentucky and to the students at Center, but also to the community at large. So last year, for example, we hosted an exhibition by the wonderful Indian American Jewish artist Siona Benjamin about her work exploring themes of identity. And this year we have a week-long residency with Dr. Vanessa Paloma Elbaz, who is from the University of Cambridge in the UK. And Dr. Paloma Elbaz is a scholar and performer, and she founded something called Koya, a Jewish Morocco sound archive. And she also works on past and present musical encounters across the Straits of Gibraltar, a project that she is working on with other researchers all over the world. And so last night she gave at Center, she gave a lecture on Jewish Muslim encounters in Spanish and Moroccan music and the questions of the ways in which we think about the mixing and sharing and merging of culture and music as a means to understanding and deepening our knowledge of one another, and the sort of very long history of this. But also she's interested in the ways there's been erasure of some of the past violence that happened in, for example, Spain in the Inquisition, right? When we only celebrate these things, we also forget about these histories that were not necessarily always so pretty. And then tonight at Center, we have a concert of Ladino and Judeo-Arabic songs from Spain and Morocco that's also open to the public at 8 p.m. in the warehouse at Center College. And then featuring Dr. Paloma Elbaz, as well as two acclaimed French-Moroccan musicians who are themselves Muslim, Mustafa Benhamed and Abdallah Hajami, who are coming and accompanying her in these traditional art forms. So it'll be beautiful sort of music in Ladino, which is a language that combines sort of Spanish and Hebrew. It's a hybrid language that Jews spoke in Sefarad, in sort of the region of Spain and the Iberian Peninsula, and then Judeo-Arabic, which is another language that Jews spoke. It's Arabic, but inflected by Hebrew language. And these hybrid languages emerged everywhere Jews traveled all over the world. And people often don't think about or realize that there's large populations of Arab Jews, Jews who, you know, lived in these regions for a long time and share cultures and food ways with other Arabs from the region, including many Muslims and Christians who lived in those regions as well. And so on Sunday, we have in Lexington this concert, Yaribi Jewish liturgical music that is from Spain and Morocco that will sort of celebrate this Andalusian culture. And it's open to the public in a way of sort of both celebrating our shared cultures and traditions, especially sort of Jewish and Muslim cultures and traditions, and also providing a window into a kind of Jewish history and culture that are often not featured when we think only about Ashkenazi Jews, Jews from Eastern Europe, who do make up the sort of dominant sort of the majority of Jews in the United States, but there still are very large, what we call Mizrahi and Sephardi communities, so Jewish communities from other regions in the world, from North Africa, from Spain, from other regions in the Middle East and Asia. And so so that's sort of what this concert does. It brings us together, and it's especially, I think it feels especially poignant for us at a time when there is tremendous political upheaval and an increased rounds of violence in the Middle East and in Israel, and you know, the suffering of the Palestinians is sort of being compounded by a far-right government that is also encroaching on religious liberties and freedoms of all the populace. I think it's a really important and beautiful time to think about shared cultures and traditions that lasted long before any of these nation states really existed.
Mm. So when was that period that this kind of happened, this somewhat coming together?
Oh, well, so, I mean, Jews have been in those regions for centuries. The sort of Jewish populations came to the Iberian Peninsula after the destruction of the Second Temple, starting as early as 70 CE, even possibly longer. But then Al-Andalus refers to the sort of Muslim period, the Muslim ruled areas of the Iberian Peninsula. So including Spain, the parts of Spain and Portugal and Morocco that Muslims ruled. So when we talk about Andalus, we're talking about that whole region. The Muslims came to Spain, right, quite early. It's often sort of dated at 711. In that period, the Visigoths were ruling, and it was a pretty oppressive moment in what we would call sort of Iberian history. There's a sort of apocryphal narrative that when the Moors came, to Spain, that the Jews of Toledo opened the gates to let in the Muslims because they were under such oppressive regime. They welcomed them so much. And this period in the Golden Age between 711, right, and the sort of fall of the Mughal Empire, which like ended the sort of, you know, we think of 1492 as sort of the end of that era. Of course, it happened, it sort of slowly started happening earlier because there's the sort of northern Spain and southern Spain have different histories and it's very complicated. But the Inquisition, right, is this period of radical shift. The Alhambra Decree is this moment at which Jews and Muslims in Spain are told, famously, Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand, right, famously told that they must convert, die, or leave, right? And so the expulsion of Jews from Spain happened at that moment, and Jews went all throughout the region and other places, right, sort of and beyond after that, including to North America at that point in time. But so this period is really, this period of sharing cultures begins in the medieval period, but as soon as Jews and Muslims are living in harmony together, but again, it's not only harmony, right? There's a way in which this period has always been called the Golden Age. And we know that anytime we sort of characterize any period as golden or perfect, it's always more complex than that. But there has been a continuous sharing of cultures, and there have been Jews present in Morocco for centuries, right, as long as we go back. And sort of some of the most famous commentators, rabbis in Jewish life were from Morocco, including Moses Maimonides and others. So it goes back quite far.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, well, I tell you what, let's talk for just a bit about, but for Sunday, somebody who comes, what will they experience?
So, they will be able to sort of experience and hear the sounds of both traditional and contemporary Jewish, Moroccan, and Maghrebi music, so both historic and contemporary. And this is a living art form that is preserved, but all living art forms that are preserved also are transformed by the people who are playing them. So you'll hear this music as played and also probably, you know, introduced by a scholar from the University of Cambridge, who will help provide context for us. And we're really excited that this is a partnership between Center College, the Jewish Heritage Fund, and the Lexington community, and that we're able to bring this concert to the public so that they can just hear the sort of these Sephardic musical art forms, these Andalusian art forms that people often only associate with Arab communities that are non-Jewish, and learn about sort of Arab Jewish communities as well, and Moroccan and Spanish Jewish communities.